Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna. 1 year ago, California Governor Gavin Newsom directed the state legislature to implement a ban on fracking. Two California state senators eventually produced a bill on the ban. But flash forward to last week, state lawmakers voted it down, despite Democrats, Newsom's own party, having control of the state legislature. So how did the governor respond? Well, he took matters into his own hands.
Some breaking news now that we're following. Governor Newsom has announced his plan to ban fracking in California. He wants to end fracking permits by 2024 and stop all oil extraction by 2045.
Sources say the governor's new plan could rely on his emergency powers or just simply direct state regulators to use their existing authority. The governor's order comes as he's facing pressure from both environmentalists and deep-pocketed drillers, and he's set to face a recall election in the fall. Today, Gavin Newsom's new statewide ban on fracking, why it's coming now, and the motivations behind it. It's Friday, April 30th. Colby Bermell is an energy reporter for Politico in California, and he's been covering this new fracking ban. Colby, it's been about a week since we talked to you last, so why is it that we're talking to you so soon again about fracking in California?
Yeah, we are talking again because Governor Newsom, after being criticized for not doing enough to support a bill to ban fracking that he asked for, a week later, he decided to start ban fracking himself.
So I feel like when we talked before, Governor Newsom had said that he'd asked the legislature to do this because he didn't think that he had the authority to do so.
Well, we simply don't have that authority. That's why we need the legislature to approve it. We put in this executive order specific timeline in terms of transitioning and ending fracking.
So what's changed?
Yeah, and to be totally honest, that's what folks are still trying to figure out a little bit. And Newsom, as you just said, he said that he didn't have the authority to ban fracking himself. That's why he delegated it to the legislature. But last Friday, when he made this announcement, he said that he was directing his agencies to undertake this work.
So what are the details of what he's proposed to do administratively now?
Yes. So there are two things that Newsom wants to do. He first wants to ban new fracking permits by 2024. And the effect that that would actually have in California is that that would not only stop new fracking operations, but that would eventually phase out all fracking operations. And the reason why that is because fracking in California, you have to get annual well lake stimulation permits. And that means that, of course, if you apply for a permit in 2023 and get that permit, it'll last until sometime in 2024. But the once 2024 hits, you won't be able to reapply, which means that you'll eventually have to shut down your existing fracking operation.
On the action that Governor Newsom has taken administratively, how do you think that factors into the recall election that he's facing as well?
The campaign to remove Governor Newsom has now submitted enough verified signatures to qualify for that recall election. The California Secretary of State's office says that more than 1.6 million signatures have now been submitted and verified.
Is this sort of a bid to try to get the environmental community fully behind him as part of that recall effort?
So the reason why folks suspect that Newsom wasn't too enthusiastic about a fracking ban before was that the recall was starting to heat up and he wasn't really willing to go out there to support his own bill that he asked for, and then the bill failed. But then after the immediate backlash that he got from environmentalists, he was like, oh, wait, I probably should be doing something on this as I was wanting this to happen and asked for it. And so then he returned a week later then with these two announcements. And Governor Newsom is between a rock and a hard place for sure. On the one hand, he doesn't want to upset environmentalists who are a big part of his base. But on the other hand, he also doesn't want to upset the very well and deep-pocketed oil industry, which makes up a big part of the Central Valley economy and can mobilize its labor unions to really stand in opposition to what he was wanting.
What's been the reaction to this sort of change of heart from Governor Newsom from both Republicans and from moderate Democrats, maybe?
The state's Republicans have always been very wary of Newsom, especially on this front, as the oil and gas sector is a very big driver of jobs in California. And environmentalists, liberals, progressives, they are, of course, happy that Governor Newsom is taking some action, but they are upset at the same time that he is not immediately going to require 2,500 feet setbacks that they want. And Newsom's agency, which is known as CalGEM, that's the California Geologic Energy Management Division, they themselves are currently considering setbacks, but they've been very slow in that process. They've even punted on the issue. They've delayed. And so everyone has just been waiting for whether setbacks are going to happen. And the lawmakers were wanting to act on that on their own, but that attempt failed this week.
Do you think this is ultimately, assuming it's not an announcement by press release that is ultimately not followed upon, do we think that this is likely to stand up in the legal system?
So you'll definitely see both sides of the equation definitely being challenged by their respective opponents. And this is going to be a rulemaking at CalGEM, which is the state agency. And so we'll see how that public process plays out. And I think that Newsom decided that they would have more legal cover if they were to do it through a regulatory rulemaking rather than via executive order, per se.
Colby Bermel, thanks for chatting with us.
Of course. Yeah.
Also, on Thursday, the Senate approved a water infrastructure bill in an 89-2 vote. The bill would increase funding levels for the nation's drinking water and sewer systems to $35 billion. With a particular focus on disadvantaged communities. The legislation received bipartisan support except from two conservative Republicans. Those two were Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. The bill now heads to the House, where Democratic lawmakers are working on their own measures that could be brought to conference. With the bill's bipartisan passage Thursday in the Senate, many in Washington hope it will lay the groundwork for a much larger measure to inject trillions into the nation's aging roads, bridges, pipes, and waterways. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ahmet. Irene Noguchi is Politico Audio's executive producer. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. I'm Anthony Adragna. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.